the title of this message, The Work of Each Believer. But each one should deal with care. Greetings to the congregation. We're thankful for we have the opportunity to welcome you here, and greetings to new faces have been absent for a long time. And this is the first time after many months to see each one of you. We ask the blessing upon those who are worshiping online. May God use the word to encourage you. Our title is The Word of Each Believer. And Mr. Dwayne is reminding each of us has contributed to maintain the rooms in the back that we have. And we see that they are working very, very hard. It's hard to explain their contribution. God understand and see all that. Each one of us will have our work. So in the last day, we will have to present before the Lord. What we will do, what material do we use to build our Lord's work, so that when we present our work before the Lord, and the flame of judgment will judge whether it will survive or not. The key verse is 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 10b. But each one should deal with care. That means that no matter what responsibility we have, but our attitude before our responsibility that God has given us, He is requiring us to be careful. Doesn't matter where we are, what position we have to be careful what we are building. And one Sunday, it's a little girl was sitting on the bathroom counter and watching her dad shave in the mirror. After intently gazing at the reflection for some time, and herself, she said, "Daddy, did God make you?" And he smiled and said, "Yes, He sure did." And then she was more curious. She asked, "And Daddy, did He make me too?" And her father replied, "Yes, He made you, surely." And the little girl looked in the mirror and turned and said, "I think, Daddy, God doing better work lately, don't you think?" This little girl looked at the mirror and she is more beautiful than her father. Though this little story is very simple of a little girl, but I want to use this as a reminder for you and me that what we have done before and what we will do is better than what we have done before. Each one of us must be careful what we have built that we have received of the responsibility of. Ephesians chapter 2 verse 10 talking about each one of us. We are His handiwork created in Christ Jesus to do good work which God prepared in advance for us to do. Ephesians 2 verse 10. If each one is a handiwork of the Lord in Jesus Christ, prepare for God's work. That means there is one day we have to report, to present before the Lord, to express what we have done, to present what our work, but through His word today. Paul reminded Corinthian church and also us that, but if each one survives, he will have the reward. if it's burned up and that will be lost, but he will be saved as well as walking through those ways. This is not about salvation, but talking about the attitude of our life, our spirit of life, to serve the Lord according to the Lord's desire. And in the last day, we will present before the Lord what we have built. May the Lord guide us so that we make a right decision in our life, so that we will present our work before the Lord, pleasing to the Lord. Let's pray for guidance. We thank you, Lord, for this time. We have opportunity to worship with you. We united in heart, worship at home, to continue worship you. Though maybe situation may be different, though we have different contribution to your church, but we know what for sure that one day each one of us will have to present our work before the Lord. And you will judge us according to what you have used as we live our lives to do what has God prepared for us to do. That you want to know, each believer who trusts be trusted with the responsibility to serve you. Have we completed our responsibility in what situation, in what attitude? May your word teach us, so we always become those who work without blame before you, Lord, until the day we see you. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. There are 3 points based on the passage we have read. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 10 to 15. The first point is that a question, do you have a firm foundation? The second point, what material do you have? And the third point is that, are you ready for the day of judgment? And this is something we will present to the Lord. I hope that we will answer each one, do you have a firm foundation? Paul wrote verse 11, for no one can lay any foundation other than the one already laid, which is Jesus Christ. Paul talked to Corinthians with the position of a builder, a wise builder, that he has responsibility to go and preach the gospel to the Gentiles, and he made it his wholeheartedly serve the Lord to build a foundation, a faith foundation in the Gentiles, to have a foundation. Each one should build with care, because for no one can lay any foundation other than the one already built, which is Jesus Christ. You and I, each one of us, has opportunity to put our faith on a firm foundation, that is Jesus Christ. But are we truly put our faith on Jesus Christ to build God's work? There's a lady, she's in the track and field. One day, in Connecticut, there's an invitation to compete for track and field, and to organize in the place in front of the mall, and go that has a route test free. They call her and said, and show where she had to go to her. And she was very enthusiastic about that invitation. She drove from New York to Connecticut to participate in this race, according to this invitation. But she didn't know how to get there, and she lost her way. And after that, she went to a gas station. She asked attendant, I'm a competitor to compete the track and field. I don't know where this mall is, so I can go there. And the attendants in that station said, there is one mall, then they organized a race there. So they showed her the way. And she came almost to the time for the competition. And when she arrived, and she saw, and it's not that difficult route to run that she has experienced. However, in the hurry to register herself, then they said, we didn't see your name in this registration. And she said, I've been invited. And they did not any record of her her registration, and she was surprised. So she said, this organization committee has called me and informed me that this today there's an organization here, but it's almost there. And so they gave her a number so she can compete before the gun go up, and when the gun go up, and she came in first, 4 minutes ahead of the rest. The second person. But after the race, she did not get a reward. But before, she did not get anything for that winning of that race. And she was surprised about that. But she met the registrar organization again. And she knew that why she did not have a name in this race, because the place to come that she came is not that mall. It's a different mall, the next town over. That's where she can compete. So she lost the opportunity not to come to the right mall that she has invited. And if she were there, she could have a reward there, and because she went to the wrong mall and competed in the wrong race without her name, she lost her way. Dear congregation, you and I, are we lost when we put our foundation on our faith? Maybe we put our faith in the activity of the church. Our foundation may be on a pastor, a foundation maybe, or the brother and sister in the church, but the foundation is not Jesus Christ, maybe we will be lost. We think how, as a believer alone, that we could not build, that we can have to serve the Lord. The point that makes us can be lost when our work is work to show off to other people, not for the Lord. In the Bible, Jesus came to the world to become a rabbi, to preach the word of God. But there is a difference between Jesus and the other rabbis. At that time, in Matthew, in the chapter, Jesus talked about the attitude of the rabbi. So what attitude? They wear the nameplate very tight, and their tassel is very long. They put our burden on others, but they themselves do not lift a finger to do them. Jesus said they pray in the very long prayer, but they dominated the they put one tenth in all the vegetables, but they forget the important the Mosaic law that God has taught. There are many things. All these rabbis have done is for one purpose. They do it to show off to others. But in your God, Jesus looked at these things and he rebuked the hypocrites, Jesus said. And Jesus was maybe not like any other. When she prayed he's not praying to him, but he finds his lonely place to pray. Or he prays in the night. When Jesus talks to those with position, with the moral authority, but he came to the lowly, the sinful, that everybody despised. When Jesus served, those expressed the power of the Lord, but they despised. They used the dark power to heal. They rebuked him, and they despised him, and they mocked him. But Jesus did not complain about all those mocking. When he was quiet, when he was in front of Pilate, Jesus did for one purpose, to God be glorified. There are two differences. Live, show up to others, or live to the Lord. A person who lives for the Lord, that means he walks in the right path of God. Because we are the handiwork of God in Jesus Christ, so that we can perform the work that God has prepared for us. So each of our efforts to please God, to show to God, and when we work for the Lord, we are the ones who are on the right path. But if our work is due to compare us against others, to feel that we are pleasing more than others, that their faith is not as good as us, we are proud that we do more than others, we have more sacrifice than others, we do it to show off to others. We are lost, have lost our way. So, we will be lost. We could not build our work according to the firm foundation that is Jesus Christ. It's our work. Our faith is to show up to others. In 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 11, when I was a child, I talked like a child. I thought like a child. I reasoned like a child, just like a child. When I became a man, I put the ways of the childhood behind me. The life of each of us, when we first come to the Lord, like a child. But through many years that we follow Jesus, Jesus did not want us to be remaining a child forever. As we being a child, they will be influenced by the world to be lost of the influence of this world. God wants us to grow up, to mature. And when a person has become grown, we have to leave behind the childhood. How can you and I can understand where is things that working to do? Where is a spiritual maturity if we do not connect our relationship in a personal relationship with the Lord? We will not experience that. There is one thing I feel that when I talk to each one of you, when I learn the Word of God, studying the Bible, they put it a issue to me that their children, when they come to the school, they taught their children that. Is that the Bible teaching about that? For example, drinking. Is the Bible forbidden on drinking or use marijuana or live be sex before marriage? Does the Bible say it? Or to have the body to be tattooed the body? And if the parents could not talk about this to the children, is there anything the Bible present us? They will be happy to do it because the Bible does not present. This is a trap that, and here, this is a trap. Our young generation, based on the modern of technology, based on the wisdom of humans, to remove God away from our lives, whatever the Bible presents us, then if the Bible allows us, I will do without knowing that it is against the Word of God. If we want to find the edge of the law, because in the heart of that person, they wanted to do it already. And because of that desire, but maybe they will be laughed at by others. They find an excuse from the Bible to cover up our evil desire, the accommodation. Our faith life must be grown. How we grow spiritually when our children is exchanging with the outside world, they will be closer to science, to the culture by this world. They can see everybody else has a different lifestyle, and so they want to be the same. But as believers, we have the responsibility to guide our children from faith when they were a child, and when not until they grow up, then we begin to teach the truth to them. Too late if we do not begin put in faith in the teaching to our children to recognize the Lord. This becomes very important when they grow up. They will build their work on a foundation that is not that without Jesus Christ. It's a tourist travel to a town, a small town. There are many were famous living in that town. One of the travelers asked, are there many famous were born from this town? And an old person heard of that and he said, no, this town only born children. Any when they were born, it's just a child. There is a time for them to grow. That time to grow is the time to study and acquire knowledge. If that grown person do not recognize Jesus, that person could not build on the foundation of Jesus Christ. So we need to be careful for us. We need to be careful with our offering when we establish a foundation. The foundation that we have, is it on Jesus Christ? Each day, our relationship with ourselves and the Lord, it can have the ability to form a foundation, a firm foundation. If we agree with the religious activities, those cannot put our faith in that foundation of Jesus Christ. So, Paul reminded the church at Corinthians, then no one can establish a different foundation that has been laid, that is Jesus Christ. Hoping that you and I and our children will have a firm foundation that is Jesus Christ. The second point that we think, what value of material do you have? What material do we use to build our work? Paul said that if they use silver, stone, or straw to build on that tree, and each person's work will be presented. Where do we find gold, silver, or precious stone to build our work on the foundation? How do we build? By wood, or hay, or grass? Maybe we feel that I don't have enough. I'm poor. I don't have capability. I'm not prepared well. Where can I find silver, gold, and precious stone to build? I only have wood and red hay and grass. You and I want to think, each one of us may have silver and gold and precious stone to build our work for the Lord. There are three sub-points that we can see that it become gold, so we can use it to build our work on the foundation. The first point is keep the love of the Lord with all of our hearts. Last week we learned about keeping the Lord. When we love the Lord, then we keep the word. And my Father will love. I will come to reveal myself to Him. Psalm chapter 19 from verse 7 to 10. David has wrote this song. The law of the Lord is perfect, refreshing the soul. The statute of the Lord are trustworthy, making wise the simple. The statute of the Lord to make straight the heart, pleasing to us. His statute is wise. The fear of the Lord will last forever. His judgment is true. Everything is worthy. All these things is more precious than gold, than much pure gold. So there is a way we have gold. That is, what is it? To examine the word of the Lord is perfect. Has the capability to save our soul. That means that our attitude with the word of the Lord. How is that? David has looked at the statue of the Lord as like gold, more than pure gold, maybe diamond. David's heart praised the Lord to show that the word of the Lord is very special to him. And our attitude today with the word of God. What is our attitude before the word of the Lord? Many of us, this Bible only on Sunday to bring to the church. Many others may have reading daily, but some would not have any time to read the word of the Lord. Some will seek after the Lord with all their heart, but some others can read very just on the surface. Many people put a lot of time to examine the word of Lord, to see what the word of Lord is telling us. But many others just read it for the sake of reading, and then return to the busyness of life. When we examine the word of the Lord and keep the word with an attitude, a fearful attitude, and that time that we have gold, silver, and precious stones to build our work. When we just read the word superficially and keep the word of God in the we only have wood and hay and grass to build. This is depending on us. God does not provide us gold or silver to special person. Each one of us has the opportunity to find gold, precious stone, and silver, or wood, or hay, or God, depending on the attitude that we have towards the word of the Lord. How many of us use the word to become the foundation for our marriage life, foundation for our job, the foundation for relationship, emotional relationship, a foundation for our entertainment, all of that decides we are making gold or just wood and cheap material. So keeping the word of the Lord with all our heart is an attitude will help us that we have gold, silver, precious stones to build our work, or we only have the cheap material like wood, hay, and grass to build our work. The second point that we find the wisdom from the Lord so that that is gold and silver for us. In Proverbs 16, verse 16, how much better to get wisdom than gold, to get insight rather than silver. More precious than gold is the wisdom. Better than silver is the insight. How do we have that? How do we have the insight, the knowledge? There is a way? Yes. The Bible tells us. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. And knowledge of the Holy One is understanding. Many, there is a way for us to have wisdom and have the knowledge that if we have the wisdom by the Lord, it's more precious than gold. To have understanding of recognized Holy One is better than silver. The fear of the Lord in our lives is conditioned for us to receive gold, silver, and precious stone. But when our lives just rely on our flesh, we can only receive the wood, hay, and grass. In 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 25 says, "For the foolishness of God is wiser than human wisdom, and the weakness of God is stronger than the human strength." What belongs to the Lord, God gives us, that is above what the flesh can produce. And last week, I received three issues that made me think very, when I heard someone preach, and in that submission in California, they proposed they put a medicine to prevent of the growth of sex until at the time when that person grew up, that person will decide the kind of sex that they will have, a gender, to be a male or female. They have the right to choose the gender. And this proposal has been passed with the vote of 7-8. 7 out of 8. 7 out of 8. And the 8 is not a repeat session, but to do more than this proposal has put forward. When I thought about this, I was very surprised. They were using their own wisdom to do something belong to the Lord. Authority, when God created a child, God wants that child have a gender, a male or female, that is belonging to God. But why did people are arriving at this particular proposal? Because they worship about the gay and lesbian, the protect on the relationship of male and female, the marriage of the same sex marriage. They will have the kind of medicine until someone can decide their gender. Dear colleagues, this is something very awful that we are using our own wisdom to encroach upon God's authority in terms of creation. Another one that I have read, that is, today with the scientists in Sweden, they look at the space, and they found there are 45 the planets in the world, in our universe, that has a condition like the Earth. That means, according to the form, almost like our Earth. One of the planets that they have found, that is Jupiter, Kepler 1949. That is the name for that planet. This particular planet is 1.06 ratio of the Earth mass. But they have the condition for the atmosphere, the temperature, the water, and all of that to have supporting life. And they hope that this is one of the planets that may be perfect so that life can, we can migrate there. How far is it from the Earth? 300 light years. That means the speed of light is 300 kilometers per hour. How do they get to that planet? And how long before we can get to that particular planet? And that is a wishy dreaming. But there is also another planet in, among the 45 planets. It's closer to us, and that is Proxima B. With that name, it revolves a star, Centauri, just like the Earth revolving around our Sun. And that planet is only 4.7 light years only. That means 25 million miles away. How long does it take to get to that planet, the closest to the Earth? The scientist is researching that we can migrate from Earth to live in a different planet. That they researched and they found that it's appropriate for life, but they forgot that right in the Bible, we do not have to find any other planet. We can only find and seek God, because in God we will have a new heaven and a new earth. And that's the place that we will have no tear, no sickness, no suffering, no death. They were finding something that we could not reach by their own wisdom, but we do not use their heart to find something for sure that the Bible is promising. The third point that I have read in the last week, last week, I have heard a lawyer in Vietnam introduce a Jew has the ability to decode the Bible, and in this decoding, he said that the one who wins the election is Donald Trump. And the reason, because 2016, he decoded into the thing. He thought that the Bible said that Donald Trump will be the president in 2016. And this year, he decoded the Bible one more time. It's only a few months past. That means it's not too long ago. And I found and on the internet for this Jewish who decoded the Bible, and this is the Numbers chapter 4. If we use from the King Buddha, we can express, and there are a graphic in this Numbers chapter 4. This Jewish decoder saw that from one word, for every 10 letters, and its form is American, United States. And he found another line, one word, and every 8 letters he saw that. And it came to Corona. And then the diagonals, he letter, it's formed from the letter, the word from the letters in the diagonal direction. And he looked at another separation, and he decoded, he will be saved, someone will be saved. And below there, there is a word, a leader, that means a president in the United States. And below that, there is a number two, making that it's a second term. And another line has a plague, like we have the pandemic here. And so he found decoded others. There is other, they form the letters, will be saved. And this is how this in Israel decoded. His name is Garrison. And in the Bible has many things that he has decoded before. To decode, first with Newton, Isaac Newton. In the Bible reveals the secrets of this world, if they can decode the Bible. And from there, there are many other scientists in Israel research about decoding the, especially the first five books of Moses, and they saw many happening in the world can be decoded. And before, they have decoded to Mr. Reuben, the general. He will be assassinated, the Jewish general. He was in second term. So, and finally, he was assassinated. So, based on the way a scientist decoded the Bible, and this particular scientist, that the second term of the president in this election, and Donald Trump will win this election. And God has used Trump through this pandemic. The United States will be saved, to be restored. And this is how this Jewish scientist decoded the Bible. When I read this, I was very startled. I remember the word of the Lord. In the last days, there will be false prophets. Use different form to, when we heard of these, the prophets will deceive us. It's very exciting to hear this thing. They will be very happy with this decoding of the Bible. They feel this is very interesting. This is something wonderful. But they did not see that the words of the Lord, we do not have to decode anything. Just saying that we have our sin, we have to repent. Then we receive salvation. That they don't see. They could not decode that. Their wisdom remove us from the Lord, that they could not recognize the simple truth. So today, we are keeping the Lord or not? Today, are we seeking the wisdom from the Lord or not? So that we have gold, silver, and precious stone to build our work. The third point, we can have, are you ready for the day of judgment? 1 Peter chapter 25. The testing of your faith will prove the genuine of faith. Each one of us have faith. We have set our foundation on Christ. With that is small or little, God will train us in our faith to give us testing. The testing of our faith will have to become gold. Our faith can become gold or more precious stuff because of the situation to test our faith. So we'll may result in praise, glory, and honor when Jesus Christ is revealed. Dear congregation, maybe today our life and mine, we do not want those gold and silver because we have to pay a big price for our faith. I just want to follow Jesus afar. Do not bother me with my faith. We only have wood, hay, and dry grass to build our wood. Our gold, silver is from us. And what have we have seen? The material. What kind of material do we have? The third point. That is, are you ready for the day of judgment? In verse 14, if what has been built of us, the builder will receive reward. If it is burned up, the builder will suffer loss, but yet will be saved, even though only as one escaping through the flames. Verse 13, their work will be shown for what it is, because the day will bring it to light. It will be revealed with fire, and the fire will test the quality of each person's work. There is one day, the day of judgment, the day that your work and my work will be put through the fire, and anyone's survival will be rewarded. If it is burned up, the builder will suffer a loss. Nothing will be survived through him. This is not about salvation. This talking about that God has valued each of our work to worship the Lord here. Our way of life. How do we respond before what the Lord is required of us? Because it's a handiwork of God. There are good that God has prepared for us. Nobody's work is like anybody, but our attitude before Him. God is value us on that. Here, if what has been built survives, the builder receives reward. Your congregation, the reward is something to encourage us. The more important thing to reward is that God has trusted someone to create the work, to have a work of value for the Lord. In the present world, that we can be given a different work in eternal life. In the Bible, we learn whoever is faithful in small things and will be faithful in great work. In our small activity, we could not be given a larger responsibility. If we feel that worshiping is so difficult, it depends on the situation. If I have the opportunity, I will do it. How can God will give us a bigger responsibility when we consider worship as something we have to struggle to come? If we have someone to attack our faith, how can we be given a larger responsibility? If we are offering that feel that, this I've given too much, then how can God give us a bigger responsibility in the future, your congregation? Right now, maybe only 20% the Christian in the church to do 80% of the work of the church. That means that the participant in the church is only 1/5. But another research let us know that there are only 2% in the church to go out to invite others to come to worship. The key verse says that whenever you eat the cup and the bread, do preach the death of the Lord until He comes. And how many percent of us invite someone unbeliever to come and worship? Or we accept this 2%. So there will be a day you and I to have present our work before the Lord that we have built on the foundation. And the Lord said, whoever is faithful in small tasks, he will be faithful in a larger task. Whoever is faithful, then God will give us a larger responsibility to oversee more. Imagine one day you and I, we will be presented before the Lord. We will have a board, and on this board, faithful. Some will have on the board faithful in small things, and some faithful in greater time. Some other have a board that says will be given greater responsibility, and others will have a board saying been saved, like escaping truth or something. Which one would you like? Which board would she would want to wear? Though we are saved, but saved escaping truth or flame, or with a board that says we have greater responsibility. The time we beat the Lord on judgment day, the Bible tells us each will have a crown. And then we use the crown to put at the feet of Jesus to express our fear of the Lord. But the one saved through the flame, where do they find the crown to put at the feet of Jesus? Is that something that concerns us today? God is using the gracious period to give us a greater fulfilled responsibility that God, when we build our word, the day will be judged by fire. Will they survive? Will our work survive? I want to give you a story, a familiar story. A pastor serving the Lord and a taxi driver passed away. Both passed. Both was listened to a lot. And Peter was there to welcome them. And all the angels that welcome. These two. The pastor had a beautiful vest, that person. A taxi just wear a jean. And the pastor said, to come to the heaven's gate, how do you wear it like that? That is not very serious. And Peter came and looked at the Jack, calling the name Jack, and the taxi driver, hey, that's me. And Peter read from the book, this is your reward has given you. He gave him a robe, very beautiful, a beautiful robe, and give him a staff, a golden staff. Go into and enjoy your joy, because your house has been prepared for you. And the Peter, he just a passenger, look at and receive a robe and a golden staff. Then, for me, I think I'll have better. And then when Peter asked the pastor, Zhong Ren, the pastor raised his hand. This is mother, come to Peter, and thinking that he will receive. What did he receive? And Peter said, this is a robe for you. Give to Mr. Zhong Ren, a very custom made of watches, a staff, a wooden staff. This is your reward. Come into enjoy the Lord's joy. There is a lowly place for you. And the pastor said, wondering, is there anything about wrong about me? Why? The other person took a taxi driver. And he gave you this golden staff. I served you in Colorado Springs 25 years. Why do I just get a cotton robe and a wooden staff? He just said, no, we are not mistaken here. It's not mistaken. Why is there a big difference between a servant that serves the Lord and this taxi driver, Peter? Because whenever, when you preach, everybody sleeps. But this taxi, when he's driving his passenger, and the pastor in the back, a prayer, pray earnestly. And that is something of a comedian story, but it's encouraging me to think about what we are building. And one day, we have to present before the Lord. Our work will be tested through fire. May God bless each one of you. Let's all stand. We turn our heart toward God for prayer. Dear our loving Father, we thank you, Lord, because we still have the opportunity to hear your word, to encourage us while we're still on earth. The situation that we see in front of us makes the fulfillment of the word, the time that we live a selfish, the loving of self, the love of our body, the time that we run after the wisdom of our flesh, the time that we love entertainment more than love the Lord, and all the events that we see around the world tell us that the last days are near. Dear Lord, we don't know how much longer that we will carry our responsibility that you have given us. May you remind us of your word today. Or maybe we rely on our wisdom, of our own wisdom, to use the wisdom of this world, and then we are conformed with this world, that we forget that we'll be rebuked on the day of the Lord. Maybe we are proud that we have done for you that others could not compete with us, but through the fire that all of our work is not gold, silver, precious, but only wood and hay and dry and was burned up in the judging flame. We pray that each one of us hear your word, that you will trust us with the responsibility of your word. May we complete in a worthy way. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for this Sunday. Thank you for the presence of each one of us in this sanctuary. And we continue with increasing number. We thank you for your faithfulness. At home, continue to worship online. May you save each of us away from the work that are not worthy of you. Save us from our lost way, Lord. We lift everything into your hand, and we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.